Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So far, we understand that Islam has a lot to say about rights of animals, about how we deal with animals, how we benefit from animals, how we treat animals, and how bad and evil it is for us to mistreat animals as well. And although you might be doing that privately, although you might be doing it far away from other people seeing you or judging you, there will come a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you hold you accountable for what it is that you have done to an innocent animal, and the punishment will be severe. It's very clear when that expression used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi by Ahlul Bayt, ittaqullah fil baha'im, that itself is more than enough for us to use as a slogan as far as our treatment of animals, and always remembering that we need to have a highest level of compassion towards al-haywanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for a reason. I don't need to go into that. That's something theological. When you are studying theology, study about why God created these things and those things. You might think certain animals have absolutely no benefit in the whole system of creation and things like that, but that's far from the truth, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-wise, the all-knowing, created everything and anything for a reason. Yes, we understand that us as human beings, if we don't have some kind of regulation in how we are dealing with animals, how we are treating animals, we will wrong, we will do dhulm to a creation, we will do dhulm to the earth, we will do dhulm and wrong the animal kingdom. And we certainly have in many, many cases because of our greed. You know, a whale is hunted down because of a little piece that we want to extract from it. Lion is hunted down because of for a trophy. Shark, as we've mentioned on many occasions, is hunted down because of this. All of it comes down to greed, tama, that the human being has, uncontrollable in most cases. Very, very unfortunate. And we understand that if we were to be observant of the Islamic foundations, the Islamic precepts when it comes to this topic, we wouldn't have a problem of extinction or things becoming endangered. And that's why huquq al-haywan, rights of animals, is a very, very important topic for us to look into.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Let me read this hadith very, very quickly. And I did mention before about dogs, about how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, although a dog is najis, but how Ahlul Bayt cared for dogs. Lama sara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, when he was walking along with his army, nadara ila kalbatin, he saw a female dog, tahirru an awladiha, that was trying to protect its babies. The dog was trying to protect the puppies. The puppies were trying to drink the milk of its mother. And the dog was scared, the dog was frightened, the dog was trying to protect the puppies, and the puppies were drinking or milk being milked by their mother. فَأَمَرَ جُمَيْلَ إِبْنَ سُرَافَهُ. Then he ordered, he commanded Jumail ibn Sarafa, أَنْ يَقُومَ حِذَاءَهَا, to protect the puppies, to stand there to protect the puppies. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa asked Jumail to stand there to guard the mother dog and the puppies as well, and so that none of the people in the army who were going past the dog to in any way harm or annoy the mother dog and its puppies who were feeding from the mother dog. This is one of many ahadith that we are able to read. You remember when I said that you deal with the animal before you deal with yourself? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, وَابْدَأْ بِعَلْفِهَا قَبْلَ نَفْسِكَ. Make sure that you feed the animal a hay before your own self, before you feed your own self. Make sure that you quench the thirst before you quench your own thirst. There's a series of ahadith that speak about the punishment, the kafar, the punishment of a person who keeps an animal thirsty. Inna imra'atan, Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, inna imra'atan uzibat fi hirratin rabatatha hatta matat atasha. A woman was punished because of a cat that she had tied, and the cat died out of due to thirst. Hatta matat atasha, the cat died due to thirst because the woman had tied her up, and that woman is punished because of that. Many of these ahadith that speak about the huquq, that speak about giving the animal rest, that speak about allowing the animal to be comfortable, and all of these other things, many of these huquq, giving the animal the rights to mate when they need to. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he also says, إِنَّهُ كَرِهَ إِخْصَاءُ الدَّوَابُ وَالْتَحْرِيشُ بَيْنَهَا. Imam Sadiq says it's reprehensible to de-sex an animal and also to allow the animals to fight among them. It's also haram to slap an animal on its face. Make sure a person is wary of the hurma, the sanctity of the face of an animal, to avoid the hitting of an animal in that particular place. To give animal comfort with other animals as well. You're not to isolate an animal and keep it all on its own. To allow it to be with other animals also. Important thing here is for us to read the huquq, even from Imam Sajjad salamullahi alayhi in Risalatul Huquq, where he speaks about the rights of animals. Sorry, I had to quickly go through these, and there's a lot of things, a lot of interesting ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that speak about the rights of animals. But that on its own is a very, very vast and long topic. Also giving us just a little bit of an image of what Islam has to say about the rights of animals and how we need to treat them and how bad it is for us to mistreat animals. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will start on part number 5. and how we deal with nature. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.